key ingredient in mRNA COVID shots aids cancer development, new study shows. Commentary. The role that a key ingredient in the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine plays in cancer development has been analyzed in a comprehensive review newly published in a peer-reviewed scientific journal. The conclusion, the specific form of this ingredient, pseudouridine, that Pfizer and Moderna used to make their vaccines aids cancer development. N1-methyl pseudouridine is a critical component of the mRNA vaccine. Pfizer and Moderna chemically introduce pseudo-U into their vaccines to make the mRNA molecules last longer in the human body and to avoid suppression by the innate immune system, the body's first line of defense against foreign invaders. The study, titled Review, N1-methyl pseudouridine, Friend or Foe of Cancer, is authored by five scientists from Mexico, UK, Canada, United States, and Saudi Arabia and was published in the May 2024 issue of International Journal of Biological Macromolecules. Pseudo-U aids cancer development. Messenger RNA is a single-stranded molecule made up of four types of nucleotides, A, C, G, and U. In their vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna replace all the U nucleotides with pseudo-U, a chemically modified version. The invention was praised by many in the field. However, since pseudo-U is not native to the human body, is it safe? For their study, the five scientists analyzed data in an article published in the peer-reviewed journal Frontiers in Immunology in October 2022, where a group of researchers in Thailand, using a melanoma mouse model, tested cancer development with mRNA vaccines. They found that all mRNA vaccines in which pseudo-U replaced U stimulated cancer growth and metastasis. The higher the percentage of pseudo-U, the more severe the cancer growth. Both the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines replace U with pseudo-U 100%. This greatly contributed to the effectiveness of the COVID vaccines compared to unmodified mRNA vaccines, according to a 2021 study titled The Critical Contribution of Pseudouridine to mRNA COVID-19 Vaccines. The body's immune system can recognize the U component of foreign mRNA and trigger a cascade of immune responses. But substituting U with pseudo-U removes that recognition and decreases innate immunogenicity, allowing cancer cells to grow uncontrollably. Claims by Pfizer and Moderna. The review article concluded that Pfizer and Moderna emphasized only the positive aspects related to replacing U with pseudo-U when launching their vaccines. The new design makes the mRNA more stable, leading to more S protein produced and a more desirable immune response against SARS-CoV-2. The vaccine makers did not, however, provide information on the potential harms of the S protein, which is a known toxin, or on the potential side effects of avoiding an innate immune response. I, for one, felt misled. When I first learned that Pfizer was developing an mRNA-based vaccine, my reaction was, oh, at least it's not going to do much harm, as mRNA normally lasts only a few minutes in the body. As a messenger, mRNA's job is to deliver the message and then quickly disappear. My assumption was reinforced when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention claimed, after the body produces an immune response, it discards all of the vaccine ingredients, just as it would discard any substance that cells no longer need. Well, it turns out the mRNA is not what I thought. By replacing every U with pseudo-U, Pfizer and Moderna designed their vaccines to stay in the body longer to produce the S protein to trigger immune responses. The problem is that the modification made the molecules too stable, and thus they stay in the body for far too long. Some of the consequences of this are now beginning to emerge. S protein causes cancer. When we consider the possible harms from the COVID shot, we need to look at not only the components of the vaccine, i.e., the SARS-CoV-2 mRNA LNP molecules that are being injected into human bodies, but also the recombinant S protein that the mRNA encodes for. I wrote a column recently on the findings of a Japanese study on cancer development resulting from the COVID vaccine, in which I noted the additional harm caused by the S protein. A 2022 study by Oscar Solis and colleagues found that when the SARS-CoV-2 S protein is mixed with each of about 9,000 human proteins, the S protein binds well with human estrogen receptor alpha. ER-alpha is an important regulator in the body's reproductive system. But when the cell carrying the vaccine molecules produces the S-protein as encoded by the mRNA, the S-protein then binds to ER-alpha, disrupting the cell's normal function and leading to cancer development. The mRNA vaccine is also found to weaken human cancer immunosurveillance, allowing easy growth of cancers. As further proof, we now have the new review of N1-methylpseudouridine showing that pseudouridine-containing mRNA vaccines foster cancer development. Which is smarter, science or our innate immunity? National Institutes of Health scientists Dr. Jordan Meyer and Dr. Kelly Nance have praised the invention of the COVID-19 vaccine using pseudo-U. The modified nucleobase helps cloak mRNA vaccines from the immune system, limiting their undesired immune stimulation, and in certain circumstances may also enhance the synthesis of antigens by the protein-producing machinery of the cell, they concluded in a 2021 paper. This allows these vaccines to tap into the natural process of mRNA translation without triggering harmful side effects such as anaphylaxis. I wonder if Drs. Meyer and Nance would draw the same conclusion today, given that so much information is emerging on the harms of the mRNA vaccine, especially when it comes to replacing you with pseudo-U in the mRNA molecules. The human body is a near-perfect design with a comprehensive immune system that protects it from harm while keeping a balance of things within the body's environment. Weakening the immune system for short-term gain is dangerous and almost certain to have long-term adverse effects. Replacing you with pseudo-U may successfully protect mRNA vaccines from the recipient's own immune system like a Trojan horse. However, this Trojan horse may eventually release hostile forces that could kill the host. The undesired immune stimulation is exactly what the body needs to protect itself, but the immune system can't attack the invader because it's been suppressed by pseudo-U. When treating a terminally ill patient, the doctor may endeavor to achieve the desired immune response to ensure survival at all costs, regardless of the side effects. However, that approach should not be used when healthy people are the subject. Modern science is not yet advanced enough to fully understand the human immune system. For scientists to make desired versus undesired immune response decisions for hundreds of millions of healthy people via the jab is irresponsible and arrogant, to say the least. In my recent column, I commended the Springer Nature Group for allowing one of its medical journals, Curious, to publish the Japanese study on cancer deaths after the third COVID shot. Now I'd like to commend Elsevier, the Dutch academic publishing company that owns renowned journals like The Lancet and Cell, for allowing its journal, International Journal of Biological Macromolecules, to publish the review article on pseudo-U and cancer. I am hopeful that top journals such as The Lancet and Nature will soon follow their sister publications and accept research papers on the harms of the COVID shot. It is becoming increasingly clear that the mRNA vaccine is not safe and must be stopped.